Nursing Assistant, page 45. Preventing HIV, AIDS. Always use precautions with all body fluids, especially blood. AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, is a life-threatening condition caused by a virus known as HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. The virus cripples the immune system, the body's natural defense against disease. By destroying cells, HIV interferes with the ability to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungi. The term AIDS refers to the later stages of HIV infection. There is no cure and no vaccine at this time for HIV/AIDS. The best defense is preventative education. It's important to understand how the disease spreads and how to protect yourself and others. You will not get AIDS from casual contact. The disease is transmitted when infected fluid enters the bloodstream. Of these fluids, blood is the most common concern for healthcare workers. Following are ways the virus enters the body. Intimate sexual contact. Transfusions with infected blood. Puncture wounds from infected needles or broken glass. Cuts or open sores. Mucous membranes. Nose, mouth, eyes. Use of infected hypodermic needles. Infected mothers to their unborn babies. When people are infected with HIV, they are carriers for life. People may not know they are infected. Some carriers never show symptoms, but they can still transmit HIV to others. Symptoms vary from person to person. In the early stages, people with HIV usually look and feel healthy. Early symptoms are often similar to common illnesses: coughing, fever, swollen glands, diarrhea. The symptoms go away, but the HIV remains in the body. Advanced symptoms may develop 5 to 14 years later. AIDS victims are susceptible to, which means easily affected by, diseases the body would normally resist. Most will eventually die from infections. Always use precautions to protect yourself and others from infection. Treat all blood and body fluids as contaminated. Wear gloves whenever you have contact with body fluids or soiled articles. Wash your hands with soap and water after any contact with blood, even if gloves are worn. Use the same precautions with vaginal secretions and semen. Flush all liquid waste containing blood down the toilet. Avoid splashing on yourself. Put the toilet lid down and flush. Also, flush tissues and other flushable items with blood or body fluids on them. Use a disposable bag for paper towels, wound dressings, sanitary pads, and other solid waste. Close the bag securely. Follow disposal regulations for the facility where you work. Summary of this module. Protect yourself, residents, visitors, and coworkers from infection by using precautions. The best defense is understanding how infection spreads and using preventative measures. Thorough hand washing is the single most important preventative measure for infection control. Other important measures include clean surroundings, personal protective equipment, and isolation precautions. Always protect residents from infection, provide quality care, and treat all body fluids and needles as potentially infectious.